Everyone, how y'all doing on this beautiful Positive Thursday? I'm your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 32. Where do we go next after protesting? And also, where's your mind state where's your everyone mind state? Your mind state during these times. That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. Everyone, after hearing that introduction by Click and Play, the song, I forgot the name of the song. Matter of fact, the name of the song is called, I forgot, let me wake up. It's early here this morning in Philly where I'm at. I know each time zone is different. I don't know where y'all located at, but I'm feeling truly blessed. It's Thursday. This time is going by so fast. Tomorrow is Friday, which is the 12th, I believe. How y'all day going so far? How's the weather? And what time of the day is it that y'all listening to this Positive Thursday podcast? I hope y'all having a super blessed day. So what I was saying today, the topic I want to talk about today is, you know, where do we go next from after protesting? Because this thing about all the other cases of police brutality, when unarmed black men and women was killed, and when people was protesting, which is great, because that's when I was watching the protesting and everything like that, I seen like other races participate in, which I thought it was a beautiful thing. And I just pray that this continues to go on even after everything died down. And how can we continue to keep the momentum going? The first thing we need to do is, especially here in the African-American community, black-on-black crime has been going on for so long. Hate against one another. And for us African-American, for y'all tuning in today, for African-American people that's tuning in today, listening to this Positive Thursday topic, this is something that we have to really get together. And I believe that is a community thing. Like, we have to work together as a team. If we keep hating on each other, putting each other down and just killing each other, it's like there's no reason. I never seen really that. How many other ethnic background groups you see killing each other that you hear on the news, right? Or that you hear a lot. You don't hear too much about other backgrounds killing each other. But it's us. And I'm talking about this because this has been going on for a long time. I know that as many of you, y'all getting tired of the same thing, and so am I. So this is how we can just, we can at least, I know things might not change overnight, but if each one of us take a step in doing our part in our own community, working together as a team, I believe that we can create the changes that we want. The first thing we can do is just have a town hall meeting every month, at least like once or twice a month, getting together, trying to figure out what can we do to stop black-on-black crime, like have like community activities, and especially like for these young kids. There's so many kids dying at an alarming rate. I mean, young kids, you know, it's like our kids supposed to be burying us. We're not supposed to be burying our kids. So this is what we can do. So my suggestions, have community meetings twice a month. Everyone come out. Everybody come out. We talk about what can we do, like different like community function, like fundraisers, like fun stuff that we can bring the community together, and things that our kids can do. Because remember how growing up, how they had like camps and after school programs and stuff like that, to where as though, you know, it was like we didn't have the parents didn't have to pay anything, and they had like counselors and stuff, and they had funding, you know, that would pay for that. And the people that's and for the representatives that's a part of these communities, my thing is to each one of you is, I know it takes more than one person to do everything, but what kind of things are y'all doing to push to get these fundings and doing the right thing? Because sometimes the people that's in positions that have the power to change things, they take advantage too. So just because a person is in a position like a group leader in a community doesn't mean that they're genuine. So if we can find, you know, some good people that's genuine, that's into bringing the community together, want to get funding and get the money and do the right thing with it. Bring these kids out. Come on, come to the recreation center. Have basketball things. Even though I know that for those of you that has been making a difference that you don't hear about, I want to say thank you for your help. Those of you just trying to make a difference, because I know that it is many of you in the community that is trying to make a difference. And I want to say thank you and continue doing what you're doing. God bless each one of you. But my thing is this. If we can have these town hall meetings, let's start with that twice a month or at least once a month, because I know everybody's schedule is crazy, and talk about different suggestions and not even talking about the different suggestions of doing things, but stepping and doing it. You know, we could talk all day about what we can do and all this, but if we're not moving in action, nothing is going to happen. You know, I've always been a community active, always been about positivity, and always been about change. And I know that change starts individually. And this is why, like on my, I have a YouTube page, I have an Instagram page, and I have a Twitter page, and I post like inspirational stuff and, you know, other things that's uplifting and positive. That's the kind of person I am. I love positivity. I like to give out positive energy. But to be honest with each one of you, I have my days where I be stuck in the zone, you know, like, you know, I be, you know, I kind of say like, you know how everybody had a good and bad days. But besides all that, I still try to be a good person and try to treat people the way I want to be treated. So the first thing I was saying is what can we do next after processing? I mentioned about the town hall meetings. So we live in a big state. It's so many big states all around the world, you know, just complaining about it and not taking things in action. Because this is going to continue over and over and over and over again. So we just can't talk about what we're going to do. We have to put it in action and be organized and be general about everything that we want to do to make a change. And it starts in each one of us. It's not going to happen just one person doing everything, but everybody wants that. Want everybody to pay their own part. Everybody come together as a team. Like, you know how everybody was marching together from all different races and background. I wish that can be like that in all communities. Like, bringing the community, everybody sticking together, everybody looking out for each other. That would be such a beautiful thing. And if that was to happen, we wouldn't have as much crime that we have today, and especially in the community, but just in general with racism and everything. I mean, racism been going on from time and time for so long, for a very long time. And sometimes, you know, some people, you know, they grow up, they have a mind state. I think prejudice come from a mind state. And like, say for like, you know how like for us parents, plus you ladies, you know, we have babies, you know how we have a baby and we try to teach our babies like how to say words and stuff like that. When people are prejudiced and they want to instill racism in their kids, they'll teach them bad things about different cultures at a young age, and then it goes, it be built, instilled in them, and then that's how they become racist, and that's how racism happened. So I don't think someone can be born racist. It has to be taught. And to be honest with each one of you, you know, we all bleed the same. Like, I love that song by Mandisa. I played it last week. It says, we all bleed the same. I know I'm not the best singer, everyone, but check that song out. I played it last week, and it's called We All Bleed the Same by Mandisa. It's an awesome song, and it's true. We all bleed the same. We all bleed the blood red, but the only difference between each one of us is our skin color. That's the only difference in our cultures, and I think that's what makes the world a beautiful thing. So the first thing I said is town hall meetings. That's another thing that we can do to keep the momentum going after the protesting died down. And the second thing that we can do is make sure that we're all registered to vote this upcoming November, because if we don't, we're not going to see some of the changes. So it is important who we have, not only as president, but also like judges, community leaders, all that matters. Some people think that, you know, when you just vote for the president or a vice president, that's it. But other voting things they have that you have to vote for, like judges, police commissioner, all that make a difference. So now, you know, we in the month of June, which is like, wow, you know, soon you know it, November will be here. So what y'all can do in each one of your states, look and see who's up for election for like your commissioner, your police commissioner, governor, state representative, all that, and research, do your research and check them out. And then you can see who you want, who you think that will fit to be best, that will be fit for your state that you're living in, because your vote do count. Your vote count. And vote. And I remember when I first started out, when I signed up for voting, and when I first voted for the first time, I was 18. It was a good feeling within. I felt so good. I felt powerful because I felt like I was doing my part and sharing my voice. Because back in the day during slavery time, there were slaves that got killed because they was trying to vote. We wasn't even allowed. African-American people wasn't even allowed to vote. So why not take advantage of the opportunity that we have today, you know, that we take for granted? We have so many opportunities here in America. For those of you that's here in America that was born here, that we don't take advantage of it. But what I mean by taking advantage of it is like doing it the right way. Like they have like grants and all that, like, you know, taking classes and just doing everything in a positive way. Like as far as like they have grants available to us, we can go to a food market. Stores in other countries, they don't have access like it. So if you're here in the United States, you're blessed. And if you're here today and you got a heartbeat, you're blessed. Because people, you know, they're not here. Nope, some people are not no longer here today because they was killed whether it was police brutality, gun violence, or the coronavirus. But you're here today. You woke up this morning in your right mind. You're here today. So if number two, I said about how to keep the momentum up after protesting this voting. And number three is just standing up and being honest and truthful of what kind of changes you want to make. Like, say, for example, if another police brutality murder happened again, right? We march again. And then it all died down. And then you don't hear nothing about protests and nothing like that. So I'm saying we have to just keep this momentum going. Keep it going. Keep talking about it. Keep connecting. Even if we do online, they have like with the technology we have today, like with computers and stuff like that. It's so much stuff that we can do to spread words of powerfulness, words of togetherness, ways that we can, you know, we can make change by signing these legislations, like for different laws to be changed, especially with, I heard that they're going to change the ban the law of police restraints, like far as how they was doing, how they was putting their knee on people's neck and a lot of things and stuff like that is going to be banned because we all stood up. For those of you protesting, and it's protesting and talking and standing up and making a stand and talking and saying, look, we're not standing up for this. We're tired of seeing our own people of color, of women, men and women being killed for no apparent reason. We're standing up. And it's a good thing. They're hearing our voices. But we got to keep the momentum. But also, we have to keep our community strong. We have to love each other. Because if we kill each other, they're like, why should we care? And African Americans, they're killing each other. That makes us all look crazy. That makes us look crazy. And for those of you that's tuning in that's not African American, this is for everybody, this podcast. My podcast forever. I'm just talking directly right now to African American people because this is something that's been going on into our community for a long time. But I'm glad, I was so happy to see other people from all different backgrounds out protesting from all different races, Caucasian, Spanish, everybody. That I was like smiling. I was like, wow, that's beautiful. I wish that we can all just unite like that, just in general, not just when things just have bad things happen, but when good things happen, yes, amen to that. So do y'all have any plans this weekend? The weather been hot here in Philly. Like yesterday, I worked at my other job in the hospital. It was so hot. It was like 90 degrees, but I'm not complaining. I wish I could be on a beach somewhere. That's my next plan. So I'm praying that in July, you know, around the 4th of July, if everything continues to go like it is with this virus, with the coronavirus numbers going down, you know, I pray that It'll be like that because I would love to go to the beach. And for those of you just already went to the beach already, hey, good for y'all. Good for y'all. So doing everything that's been going on, you know, with the whole 2020 has been so crazy. It's been very, very hectic. How have y'all mindset been? Have any of you listeners been feeling depressed or anxious? I mean, I know it's been many people that have probably been in the millions and millions of people all around the world in a depressed state, an anxiety state. How many of y'all has been feeling depressed or feeling anxious? Well, I'm going to tell y'all this, everyone. I know I have. Especially when, and back in March, when everything was going on with the coronavirus, when everything broke out, the news, and they were shutting schools down, and people was running out to the stores and everything. I was so scared, everyone, because I didn't know what was going to happen. People was dying from left to right, and I was really worried about my daughter that lived in Vegas, you know, and I was worried about her, and not only her, but my other family and my son, you know. This was his last year of school, and he's not going to have no prom or other kids that's graduating, and I felt so bad for them. But this whole year just been like, oh my gosh, like, Lord, what else? And I'm going to be honest with y'all, Lord. I mean, actually, I'm saying honest with y'all, Lord. Let me slow down. I'm going to be honest with each one of you. I've been feeling like very anxious, especially when all the news broke out. I was feeling anxious, a little depressed, and just worried about what's going to happen next. And I know some of you listeners can relate with me. I know y'all, many of you have been feeling the same. But, you know, prayer has really helped me. Praying and just taking every day one at a time. And I'm just being thankful that me and my family, you know, have a roof over our head. We had the small things like food. And I was just counting my blessings and saying, thank you, Lord, that I have a job. Because I know a lot of people was out of work and everything like that. So I was just trying to just stay more focused on the positive things. And the only reason why I'm talking about how everybody's mind state is, because I know that, you know, mental health, you know, it plays a part in many people's lives, and some people can't recognize it, the symptoms or the signs. And some people don't want to talk about it because they may feel, they might feel ashamed about it and worry about what other people may think. And let me tell you, it's nothing to be ashamed about. I even had my times when I felt depressed many a times. I didn't even know. I may have felt down, and I was ashamed to talk about it. And it's okay to talk to somebody about it. Not just anybody, but somebody that you may feel comfortable with. And I just like, every positive Thursday, that's just like, it's like an outlet for me when I talk to y'all. Not only is it an outlet for me, but also I feel like when I talk to y'all, each one of you, I'm helping someone else. Because I know that, you know, we all have our own issues and things that goes on in our lives. But I feel like when we talk about it, certain things, you feel better. It makes you feel really better. And, you know, it's a blessing just to be able to talk about it, because some people suffer in silence, and I have done that many a time, suffering in silence many years. And I know that y'all probably have, many of you probably have, and I might have family members that suffer in silence as well, too. So, moving forward, everyone. So, as we move forward, as time is flying by so fast, we in the month of June. Where do we go from here as far as keeping the momentum up, you know, after the protests and dying down, and also keeping our mindsets right during this time? But also, if we may feel anxious or depressed, it is different ways that we can get help. And one of the things that we can get help with is we can seek the help of a professional, a counselor, or a therapist. So I know that a lot of different offices are opening back up, and they have different things online, like life coaching that you can get online, you can pay for it, that's not that expensive. And they also have services that's for free for those of you who have medical insurance that your health coverage can cover for if you feel like you need someone to talk to. So check it out. You know, you can look at your medical card, your health card, and look at the number on the back and find out about a a therapist that you can find close near you. And also, writing is therapeutic. That's good for the mind. Exercising and praying, that also help as well too. I'm going to go into a brief commercial break, everyone. And when I get back, we're going to continue to talk about today's Positive Thursday discussion. Where did we go? And what, excuse me, let me slow down. I didn't have a drink, y'all. It's not Friday. I'm skipping words. When I come back from the commercial break, I'm going to continue to talk about our discussion about what's next after processing and also how can we keep our mind in our mind state clear and what can help us. All right, it's a Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 32. This commercial break is brought to you by Zoe Flower Healthy Foods on the Go. Check out Zoe Flower Healthy Foods on the Go every Wednesday on Zoe Flower YouTube page. I am back, everyone. Y'all should see me. I'm in here jamming. I'm doing my African dance. I'm doing my two-step. I'm doing a little bit of everything. I know some of you probably jamming, too. I love all different kinds of music. That's like a house, I think it's house African music, I think. But anyway, everyone, I just love music in general. Yes, I do. Yes, I do, everyone. I love all kinds of music. And it's Friday tomorrow, and I'm still going to be working, but you know what? I'm going to have some fun, too. We got to have fun. Work. You ever heard that old saying, working without no fun? You're not living. Even if you just have a glass of wine or whatever you like, a mixed drink, or listen to your favorite song, take out like 5 minutes a day, it sure enough will make you feel better, especially if you have a little drink. That sure enough will loosen you up and make you feel better, like, good. I just want to make each one of you laugh. Believe it or not, everyone, I love to laugh, and I know sometimes I may come off as a little serious. I know we all get to know each other a little bit by little, but I can be silly, silly, silly. And I know as many of you that's can be very silly as well, too. There's nothing wrong with having a sense of humor. Laughing is good for the soul. So as we close out, this is what I want to say. As we continue to move forward in this, what's next after protesting? Like I said before, number one, let's have meetings, community meetings twice a month, or at least once a month, figuring out what can we do to keep this momentum up, but not only just talking about what we can do, but put it into action, because faith without works is dead. And number two, make sure each one of you vote, not only just for the presidential voting, but for your governor, for your state representative, for your judges, all that, police commissioners, all that, vote for that as well too. And you know how we talk about different things like shows and stuff like that on the internet? All right, to make a long story short, my point is this. How we talk about shows and music and stuff, let's talk about voting, using our voices to vote and sharing it to other people instead of sharing negativity. Y'all understand what I mean, everyone. I'm not saying y'all negative, but I'm just saying let's share more positivity and more information with people so we can spread good stuff and we can, create a better place and a better world. You know, we all do our own part. And number three, let's continue just to try to come together as one. loving each other, even the ones, people that can be so difficult. You know, we can still love people, but I know some that we do have to love from a distance. And I'm learning that as well. So I always been the kind of person, I always try to treat people the way I want to be treated. Even for those people, you know that not like me or have something against me, I still try to treat other people right and still try to stay neutral and just be who I know that I know God want me to be. And sometimes that can be challenging. How can I say, staying grounded? And for me, prayer works. And I know it may work, you know, for each one of you is different, but prayer worked for me. And I'm not ashamed to say that. And also keeping our mindset, right. And trying to, which can be hard, praying, meditating is good. All that. So as I close out, this is what I want to do. I want us to go, I want to play a couple minutes of, I say 1-2 minutes of a relaxation music. And we can do some breathing techniques together. And just breathe and close our eyes and relax. Just for a couple seconds. Because we all need that relaxation and quietness. It does the body good. Everyone, close your eyes for a second. Relax. Breathe in. Breathe out. Relax. Imagine yourself somewhere where there's no noise. It's peace and quiet. You're in a quiet state. No one talking. No negativity. That's all good energy. The sun is beaming and shining on each one of us. Imagine that place you want to be. Breathe in and out. In and out, nice and slow. In and out. All right, everyone, that's it. I hope that helps someone to relax their mind and their body. That is so relaxing, relaxation music. And I'm going to tell you the name of that what I just played, the title of that. It's called Slow Music for Cool Down. You can go on YouTube and find it if you want to listen to the whole thing. I love it. I listen to it like after I'm done working out. When I do my, you know, like my stretching and stuff, I listen to that. And sometimes I even listen to it in the morning. It's so smoothing and relaxing. I just want to say this. I am super happy to know that this Positive Thursday, Funny Side of Life, episode 32, what do we do next after protesting and also our mind state? I'm glad that it inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others because it is powers in the numbers. And also connect with me on Zoe Flower YouTube page and subscribe, please. I really would appreciate that. And you can follow me on Instagram. I'm Zoe Flower 8 Instagram. And also I'm on Twitter at Zoe Flower Twitter. And send me a message on this podcast and give me your feedback from this podcast. I would love to hear your future ideas of stories or discussions you like for me to talk about. And you can email me at zoeflower8@gmail.com. Y'all have a super blessed weekend. God bless each one of you. And I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. God bless y'all and y'all stay safe.